This is Scott Becker with the Scott Becker Business Podcast. Today we have an episode from Scott Becker on 10 thoughts on building a business. And we'll go through 10 quick thoughts. And hopefully these are helpful for somebody and helpful for thinking about how you grow your business. So we think about things as follows. I'll start to work through these. One, it's very hard in today's world to be a generalist. It's more helpful to have some kind of specialty or some kind of niche. And sort of all money and business today, are a huge majority of money, a huge majority of successful businesses are in some sort of niche. So whether you're a lawyer, a publisher, a business of any sort, it's knowing the specific market you're working with, the specific market you're trying to serve, and being known as great in that market. So it's developing that niche. The second concept, and it also relates to niches, is that most people aren't brilliant enough to figure out a niche intellectually. You almost have to test and discover and keep on testing and discovering to figure out what niches will be successful versus not successful. So there are people and businesses that are so brilliant, they could pick a niche out through research and studying and attack that niche, know that it will work. Most businesses are iterations and pivots, and they take a lot of testing and discovering. So what I tell people is don't be scared if you can't figure out your niche to begin with, but do start testing and discovering. You can't really ultimately figure it out, most of us, most businesses, until you test, discover, put resources in, and see what works and what doesn't work. The third concept is, as you're testing and discovering, you have to watch results closely to understand where the opportunities are, where the real opportunities are. Then you want to double down on those opportunities. The fourth concept in niche work and niche selection is one that we work with and we abide by, which is this concept of, can you win in the niche? Are you competing with such behemoth companies that it's impossible to win, or are you competing with such behemoth companies that aren't really focused on your niche so you can win? The same concept goes with the small niche. Are you competing in an area where that niche is so well served that it's hard to win, or can you win? So that's the next question we look at is, can you win? And the corollary question of that is it worth winning? If you win in the niche, is there enough economics in the niche for there to be money to fulfill your goals, whether the goals are just making a living, building a world-class economic engine, or just satisfying your own needs, whatever they are? Is it worth winning in the niche that you're going into? So we've talked so far about four or five issues on building a niche. You have to have a niche, and then this could be a big niche. You got to test, discover. You've got to see if the niche is worth winning in, and can you win in it? Number of other thoughts that sort of come with that. The other concept that we would have with niche building and developing your business is this concept, and I'll put this as our fifth point today, is don't delay. I would say that a very small percentage of businesses end up being really successful, or people that start businesses end up being really successful, because most get paralyzed or they get inertia and don't really get started. But if you really want to figure out what niche is going to work and what business is going to work, unfortunately, you have to start today, really, and you can't delay, because it will take you a while once you start to really figure out what works and what doesn't work. And so you need to get started early, because it takes months to years to really build a successful business and figure out what really works. And once you figure out what works, you have to double and triple down on that works. The next point we'll make today is in the experience that I've seen over the years, and it's more and more true as the world gets more complex, nothing gets built that's of any worth without great teams. So it's not really you, it's the people with you that are built around you, that work with you and work with your team and your business, that make any sort of business effort successful. There's a great concept in the adage is that sevens, people that are sevens on a grade point average or scale, hire fives. And the great concept is to avoid this error. So you always want to hire people that are brighter than you, that have more drive than you, that will work harder than you. The whole idea is to hire people that are better than you, or as smart as you, or smarter than you, to build businesses, and people that are dedicated and great people with great integrity. But it really is, the truest statement is, it really is all about teams and building with teams, not with individuals. Individuals are important, and specific driven people are very important to getting efforts going. But in the long run, it really takes great teams to make something truly successful. The next point I'll make today is when you have clients, customers, whoever they are, it is very hard to get customers, and everything revolves around having great customers and treating those customers extremely well. So you should treat all your children well, and you treat your clients like each one of them is your firstborn. You need to treat them fantastically well to keep them coming back. You want to overserve, and it's not that you want to underprice, but it's constantly overserve and giving more value than expected so that people keep coming back because they have no reason to look elsewhere for people to serve their interests or serve their needs. It's constantly serving your clients extremely well. We really think in terms of three core concepts: great teams, meaning great people that work with you in your company; two is great niches; and third is great clients. So constantly, when you have great clients, you have to secure them tremendously well. And we do believe, and I'll make this the next point, in what we call the 80-20 rule. In almost every business, 80% of results come from 20% of the clients. And you have to disproportionately treat those 20% of clients that generate 80% of your revenues, 80% of your profits, extremely well. You have to take care of them like nobody else will, whatever business you're in, whether it's a software as a service business, with the customer service you provide, any kind of business, they got to be treated and taken care of and supported better than anybody else. The next point I'll make is that business greatness and business growth, even though you're going to, of course, have peaks and valleys personally, requires constant effort to do great. If you want to be great, it's going to take constant effort over a prolonged period of time to build a great business. The next point I'll make is sort of tied to the client issue, and aside from the constant effort and the don't delay, the concept of you have to know your clients. You really have to constantly study your clients, know their needs, know which ones are responsible for your revenues and profits, and put a majority of your team's efforts and your best people on your best clients, your best customers, your most important accounts. If you're in the healthcare services or software business, and 40% of your revenues come from HCA as a customer, and 60% come from 100 other customers, you better put a disproportionate amount of effort into satisfying HCA healthcare versus all your other clients. You don't want to be so dependent on one client, but you got to make sure your best clients are treated extremely well, and then build other clients. But the catch-and-release syndrome in business, which is having a client and losing a client, is a debacle. So that's sort of the next issue. The next concept we look at in business today is this constant issue of, is the business scalable or not? And it doesn't have to be crazily scalable, but businesses that are built on a high amount of personal labor are hard today to maintain, because it's very hard to maintain labor costs in a rational way. So the more you can grow businesses where the revenues per employee, the profits per employee are relatively scalable, versus for every single additional effort, it requires every additional pit of revenue, it requires an additional hour of labor, it's a harder business. And it doesn't mean it's not doable, it's just a challenging business to make scalable. So the businesses that have a good ratio of ultimately revenues and profits to numbers of people are generally a little bit less labor intensive and a little bit easier to scalable. And all things being equal, you know, we would look for businesses today that are a little bit more scalable than less. So as we sort of summarize 10 or so thoughts on building a business, we think in terms of great niches. We think in terms of constant testing and discovery to figure out what those niches are. Very few people are brilliant enough to figure out those niches from day one without any testing and discovering. Third, we think about, is the niche winnable? Can you win in it? And fourth, is it worth winning? The next concepts we talk about, besides building a brand and the name of that niche, are everything is done with great teams and great people. Constantly look to build teams of high integrity, smart people that are motivated and that are as good or better than yourself. You can't build a great business without people that are better than yourself. It's almost inevitable. If you want to build greatness, you need better people than yourself. The next concept is great clients are almost everything, and you have to take care of your clients in a way like they're your firstborn, or just that they're very, very important to you. And, you know, and again, in our family, the first and second one are both taken care of very well, but the concept being that you take care of your clients extremely well. The next concept is, well, I'll put these two concepts together, is don't delay. Most people's failures come from really not starting. And then second is, if you really want to build a business, it is constant effort. There's almost no way around that. The next two concepts are you want to constantly know your clients and know where your revenues and profits are coming from. And then you want to disproportionately put activity into those clients and those places of revenues that are disproportionately driving your profits and revenues. It's not a democracy, unfortunately. It's much more so. You want to put more time and effort into those clients that are your most important clients and that really pay the bills. You also don't want to be so dependent on those clients, so you need to build other clients as well. But the core concept is you want to disproportionately put money, time, and effort into those areas that are driving a disproportionate amount of your revenues and profits. Finally, the last point we'll make is, all things being equal, we really prefer businesses that have some scalability to them, where for every ounce of effort, there could be a bigger payoff than one-to-one. We don't prefer to be in a business where for every extra bit of revenue, more labor time has to be put into it. We'd rather be in a spot where there's some geometric or exponential opportunity in that sort of calculation. In any event, we hope that you enjoy this episode of the Scott Becker Business Podcast. We've tried to talk about 10 thoughts on building a business. And of course, we wish you great success in building your business. If you're ever interested in being a guest on the Scott Becker Business Podcast or the Private Equity Podcast or one of our other podcasts, such as the Becker Women's Leadership Podcast, please reach Scott Becker, and we'd love to have you on. Thank you.